For this Wednesday, March 4th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Last night, postseason play began for boys' high school basketball teams across the state of Indiana. The Mount Vernon Wildcats lost their first-round game in the Class 3A Sectional 32 at Boonville High School. Mount Vernon got beaten overtime by Boonville, 39-36. The Wildcats in the year 13-11. The North Posey Vikings begin their postseason play this evening in the Class 2A Sectional 48 at Forest Park High School. The Vikings play Perry Central in the first game of the night at 5:30. North Posey went 7-15 in the regular season. They beat Perry Central on the road during the regular season on February 14th, 51-34. You can listen to the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. After a packed public hearing, the Posey County Commissioners are holding off on adopting new rules that would further restrict the development of solar farms in Posey County. Dozens of residents attended the meeting to share their thoughts on a proposed revision to the county's solar ordinance. The current rule requires solar farms to be set back 100 feet from the property lines of non-participating landowners. The revised ordinance would increase that distance to 500 feet in most cases and up to 1,000 feet in others. Energy companies have expressed interest in developing new solar projects in the county, but advisor Elizabeth Bennett warned commissioners that if the stricter guidelines are approved, companies may choose to invest elsewhere. Every resident who spoke during the hearing voiced opposition to the added restrictions. However, some community members who did not speak at the meeting have expressed support for tighter regulations. Opponents of solar expansion say the panels take up productive farmland and create what they describe as an eyesore for nearby property owners. Another public hearing on the proposed ordinance changes is scheduled for April 7th in Posey County. Commissioners have not yet set a date for a final vote. Fire departments serving Black Township and Mount Vernon have announced a new automatic aid agreement designed to strengthen emergency response across the community. Effective immediately, whenever either department is dispatched to a reported structure fire or fire alarm, the other will automatically respond as well, sending an engine or ladder truck depending on the call. Officials say the agreement will bring more firefighters and equipment to the scene sooner, improving initial fire attack and overall operations. Leaders add the move enhances safety for both firefighters and residents and could also have a positive impact on the community's ISO rating, which can influence property insurance rates. They call the partnership a proactive step toward stronger cooperation and public safety in Black Township and Mount Vernon. Ivy Tech Community College Evansville has announced a new program and partnership aimed at strengthening healthcare services across southwestern Indiana. The college is launching a certified clinical medical assistant program this summer in partnership with Deaconess Health System. The 10-week program begins May 26th and will be held at the Deaconess Midtown campus, giving students the opportunity for hands-on clinical experience in a real healthcare setting. Graduates of the program will be prepared to work in hospitals, clinics, and physicians' offices, performing both clinical and administrative duties. College officials say the program may be free for qualifying students through Indiana's Next Level Jobs Grant, helping remove financial barriers for those entering the healthcare field. Registration for both summer and fall classes is now open. Championship basketball has returned to downtown Evansville as the 2026 Ohio Valley Conference Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament tips off today at Ford Center. 8 teams from the Ohio Valley Conference will compete in the single elimination tournament, all hoping to claim the conference championship and secure an automatic berth in the NCAA Women's and Men's Basketball Tournament. Games will be played through Saturday. City leaders say the tournament is one of Evansville's premier annual sporting events and is expected to provide a boost to the local economy. Hotels, restaurants, and downtown businesses typically see increased traffic as fans and families travel to the River City to support their teams. Tickets are available through the Ohio Valley Conference and the Ford Center box office. While USI men's basketball did not make the tournament, the Screaming Eagles women's team plays tomorrow at 3 o'clock versus the winner of UT Martin SIU Edwardsville. USI women's basketball is the number 3 seed. Game times and a full tournament bracket can be found on the conference's official website. Tonight in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers play their final home regular season game versus Minnesota at 5:30. The Hoosiers try to end a 4-game losing streak as they are 17-12 and 8-10 in the Big Ten. 15th-ranked Purdue is at Northwestern at 7:30. The Boilermakers try to avoid a third straight loss. Purdue sits at 22-7 overall and 12-6 in the Big Ten. From the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers start a 4-game West Coast road trip in Los Angeles versus the Clippers at 9:30. The Pacers are on a 6-game losing streak and are 15-46 on the season. That's news in sports. sports for this Wednesday, March 4th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.